USA Radio News.
President Biden made his first live appearance virtually since he was diagnosed with COVID-19, participating in a meeting with his economic team on gas prices.
Let me start by apologizing for my voice. I'm feeling much better than I sound.
Mr. Biden has been isolating in the White House residence, and he and the people around him have been emphasizing the 79-year-old president is hard at work for the American people. A fast-moving wildfire near Yosemite National Park has erupted, prompting evacuations, even as firefighters make progress against an earlier blaze that burned to the edge of giant sequoia trees. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy!
The White House announced that the U.S. is sending an additional $270 million in security assistance to Ukraine, a package that will include additional medium-range rocket systems and tactical drones. Ukraine forces have used U.S.-made rocket launchers and tactical drones to destroy dozens of Russian targets and hold at bay Russia's larger and more heavily equipped forces. There have been several arrests for cryptocurrency fraud.
Federal prosecutors are announcing the first insider trading case involving cryptocurrency. U.S. prosecutors in New York City said Thursday that a former product manager for Coinbase and two others have been charged with wire fraud. A U.S. attorney in Manhattan said, "Fraud is fraud whether it occurs on the blockchain or on Wall Street." From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Ethan Crumbly, the accused Michigan school shooter, will remain behind bars in adult jail. Crumbly was in court Friday for his monthly hearing on if he can be moved to a children's juvenile center. The judge in Pontiac, Michigan, denied that request. Crumbly is accused of killing 4 students and injuring 7 others at Oxford High School in November of last year when he was 15 years old. His trial is set to begin in January. Americans are paying near-record prices for used cars. A report from the car shopping app Copilot reveals the going rate is about $10,000 above pre-pandemic levels. It puts the average price for a used vehicle at over $33,000 in June. That's a 0.5% increase from May and just below the survey's peak in March. Copilot CEO saying the demand for used cars remains strong. This is USA Radio News.
A federal judge in Texas has dismissed a lawsuit by the Texas Democratic Party that sought an order to allow mail-in voting for anyone who so chooses. The decision means that the state can continue to restrict no-questions-asked voting by mail to seniors, which the Democrats argue amounts to age and race discrimination. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.